Kansas State Nation, Eddie Greer, host of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there west. Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Another recorder coming at you here on this Thursday. Yes, another busy day for this podcast here as the spring sports here in 25 are winding down May 15th, 2025. Thank you for taking time out of your day or evening to listen to this episode. Of course, track and field, they'll take center stage going into this weekend here with a big with a Big 12 championships, as they're not going to have that far to go. Obviously, Lawrence, Kansas, the site of the Big 12 championships, which is also west of here, about a 45-minute drive from the EG3 confines, begins today through Saturday. So when we do this weekend preview, usually the weekend previews all year long come on Friday nights. A lot of these sports are going to be a session. So we'll still do it for sure, because there's still going to be action for K-State Athletics here. Critical, crucial action going on there as well. Rock Chalk Park. Oh my. Lawrence, Kansas, I know there's some single tickets as they posted here on the K-State Sports website here. Looks like, from what I've read, before hopping on this mic anyways, no K-State athletes will be competing in combined events there. The competition for today anyways, on this Thursday, begin at noon today. As our senior recorders podcast before joining off back to North Kansas City for work, 12 noon. And then, well, guess what this is? Ooh, so I might just have to start my track workout when they start their track events. K-State will all track events later on tonight will start at 6:30. So I got my another track speed workout going down tonight. So it'll probably be a tad after that. And again, like I said in the other pod that I just recorded for recording this one, myself and Alex Aiden might go on during the Cincinnati game. We'll just have to see about that. And also see how I feel, too, as well. I feel like I've been wearing a one leg. Again, I know that feeling all too well. But, hey, I got to get it in as I'm closing in on the KC Metro Mile. And potentially, next weekend, obviously, I'm jumping the gun a little bit since we're talking about track and field, right? The Bill Snyder half, right, going down next weekend as well. So, you're truly, we'll see how I feel. Could be going back and doing half again. I'm definitely not doing no 5K. That's for sure. Based on how I feel anyways. But definitely not doing the 5K. That's for sure. But Bill Snyder half, that does have a huge significance for me personally. So that is why I'm putting that out there. Obviously, all things K-State sports, right? Bill Snyder, Family Stadium. All that, the last 2 years, I've done the 5K. I've done some semblance of this race. The last 2 years, I've done the 5K. Of course, last year, I'll explain more once the sign-up actually happens. The half marathon was on a gravel court on a weird-ass course last year. So, and nobody was happy about that. But everybody was extremely happy that finally, back to the original course. And so, I'm excited about that. We'll see what happens. And but the give you percentage, I am 85% sure that could be a sign up. Hey, last minute sign up, baby. So we'll see what happens there as well. But anyway, sit back to the track and field over in Lawrence, the Big 12 championships in Lawrence, Kansas, for the K-State men's women's track and field team going down. Eddie Greer, the third, Pro Bunch of Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. 6:30, track events go down, and that's probably when I'm going to, once again, start my track workout, the last one of the week. It's like I've been having these all week long, but hey, I got to get that speed back, baby. That is what it is. Vanilla Lanier, Tavon Underwood, put down PRs, setting new meet records. Lanier winning the 50. Let's remind everybody now, Vanilla Lanier winning the 1,500 out of 422 there. And then that's since 2013. And then you have Tavon Underwood winning the 400 in the regular season finale, 45-7. I haven't even seen that time. I said it on the postcast last time we talked track and field on here. I said, I ain't seen that time since being associated with K-State sports in general. So, Tavon Underwood putting it down. Huge. So, that's huge, huge momentum for those two individuals, obviously. Let's not forget about, Gary Moore Jr. on the field side of things. And there's a lot more other cats going to be in contention there. Others who won, Levine Aubert winning the 400-meter hurdles on the women's side of the 57-4. And flipping the corner on the men's side, Nate Collier, men's discus, PR of 184 feet, 6 inches. There, so that's not all, because that's not everything there. As well, go back, listen to the regular season finale recap from the Ward Hallett Invitational that K-State took a part of last weekend. So plenty of individuals will be looking to improve, possibly contend in their respective events there as well. So we look forward to keep track of that all. And we'll definitely keep track of it all this weekend for sure. As obviously a track and field running through Saturday. The series with Cincinnati, the baseball side, running through Saturday. Women's golf, the national championship meet begins tomorrow. That's going to run through the middle of next week. So you got all that. Women's rowing, I believe, will be either it's going to be this weekend or next weekend. I'm not entirely sure. So spring sports are definitely winding down. In the K-State men's and women's track and field team, Travis Schofield look to make some noise west of here, 45 minutes away, Lawrence, beginning later on this afternoon and going into the night tonight for the track events, which starts at 6:30 at Rock Chalk Park. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where podcasts are found, free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode again. Make sure you hit that like button, subscribe. Hit the alarm bell every time you update, upload content daily. You'll be first to be notified about that. Second of all, again, I mentioned the pod being out with Alex. We could be going on there. Pending on how I feel after the track workout, the last one of the week, which again, feels like I've been going hard every day on one leg, but hey man, it's go hard or it'll make it seem a little bit easier as EG3 prepares for sure. We already signed up for the Metro Mile, so that for sure we know of, but pending Bill Steiner half, we'll see about that. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, GRIR number 3 EDDID podcast, and of course, tell a fellow K-State fan about the Pearl Project podcast. That's going to close things out on another track and field episode of Pearl Project podcast here in Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer, once again, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri on this Thursday morning. You're listening to the Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports.